Hi, I'm Kemp Haar, and you're watching FloorDaily.net. We're at Surfaces 2010. We're actually in the Dixie Group, because we're going to talk about three brands. We're in the Dixie Group space, and I'm here with Paul Kaminsky, who's president of the residential division. How you doing, Paul?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure. Glad to be here. Actually, let's talk about those three brands. I know you have Dixie Home, and you have Maslin, and you have Fabrico. Tell us a little bit about what each brand kind of stands for.
Sure. We try to cover a lot of ground, obviously, with our three brands. Dixie Home, our focus is more on the fashion and the value part of the fashion market. We focus mainly with our partner Stainmaster, as well as some of our proprietary PET product, which is our DuraSilk product. A lot of our business is through the major customers, the buying groups, somewhat with the home centers. In fact, probably 50% of our business is private label. You move up to Maslin, and here we move the average price point up about from about $15 to $25 on our focus switches to nylon still being a major part of it, but we move into the wool market. And here our business is branded. We feel the Maslin brand is one of the most important brands in the carpet market, and our focus is specialty retailers as well as the design trade. The Maslin products have more of a traditional feel. We then move to Fabrica, where again our average price point moves north of $30. Focus is still on Stainmaster, nylon part of our business still being the largest part, but also again, once again, on wool. And here the feeling of the line is a lot more contemporary. The colors have a West Coast influence, whereas the Maslin products have more of a traditional East Coast influence.
And actually, Fabrica is still made on the West Coast, is that right?
Yes, it is. Our Fabrica facility, the Fabrica products are made in California. We're very proud of that facility. They really do have some proprietary processes. The way they're able to finish a piece of carpet, you take a look at our product Shea, which is really the standard for a plush piece of carpet in the industry. Our dye facility there and the control that they have. We have a great range of capabilities. We offer custom colors. It really is a facility that is designed not only for quality, but to really be able to do custom products in a very efficient fashion.
And we should probably talk a little bit about the Dixie Group as far as just their overall. I mean, everything you make is carpet. You're a publicly traded company, and you're probably the fourth largest producer of carpet in the United States, right?
That is true. We feel very fortunate to be in that position. In addition to the residential business that I'm in, we have a commercial business, and therefore focused, similar to ours, is really more on the fashion side of the business, both in carpet, and we've recently moved into carpet tile several years ago, and that has proven to be a good move for us that continues to grow.
But you know, when I look around here and I go and look at the carpet producers that are at this show, you guys are really, when it comes to design, you know, since you are in the kind of what I'd call the middle to the upper range of price points, and by the way, I'm sure everybody realized, but those price points you were given were wholesale price points.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really have beautifully edgy products. I mean, you have striations of color, you have nice thick plush products. Why don't you take us through some of your, just a couple of highlights of new introductions this year?
Well, really, when you look at our new introductions, you almost have to go back several years and look at the investments we've made in the business. In a period of time where most people were cutting back on the introductions, Maslin got into the wool business, Fabrica got into the wool business. In a period of time where most people were not investing in new technologies, we brought in new tufting technologies, including 12-gauge LLCs, as well as our proprietary Colortron, the products of which behind us are made on that new proprietary equipment. So that really has put us in a position to hopefully even widen our edge in the fashion side of the business. You look at what we've done with Dixie Home, and our focus this time around was really twofold. Number one, we focused on introducing value products with our Luxurel brand. Stainmaster has introduced a new Luxurel fiber that gives you a great combination of soft hand plus value. Really before that, they've had the soft hand, but this one really increases the value quotient. So we've been able to take Luxurel price points, products, and move them down on the price points that are more promotional. And that has proven to be very good for us. Some of those products were introduced 2 to 3 months ago and have already moved into our top five products. In addition to that, when you look at what we've done with Dixie Home, we have the 12th gauge technology that I've talked before. Dixie Home has always been known for patterns. What we've been able to do now with our new technology is introduce the multicolor accent color into the background of the pattern, which helps highlight the pattern, gives it more color clarity and more pop. So we're very proud of what we've been able to do there. When you look at Maslin, our approach has been a little bit more widespread. When you look at what Maslin did last year, we expanded, doubled our assortment in wools. We introduced the Colortron products last year. So this year we took more of a focus on our tufted product category and tried to really do a number of different things. First, using our new tufting technology, we've introduced a variety of different patterns that give us some differentiated looks. We've also developed what we believe is a proprietary method of dyeing that gives us some unique color combinations. We can create striations of color that really, when you look at our competitors, who are mainly tied in with solid colors, particularly as it pertains to pattern. Here we are creating two color and three color effects in pattern carpet that we think gives us some really unique looks that hopefully will be big sellers for us in the future.
Actually, you showed those to me. They have a lot of crisp contrast.
We're looking at one on the floor right here that really has a nice color pop to it. Finally, you look at Fabrica, and we've really redesigned the Fabrica merchandising system to really update it, to give it the real contemporary feeling to match the character of the products. There, we've also taken advantage of Luxurel and a number of products. And we have introduced a series of patterns called Reflections, again, one of which is on the floor, that really allow us to, we feel, create what is the best of the best in the pattern category. Here we create really a woven look, but using tufting technology, so it gives you a price point that's a lot more affordable than you'd find in woven.
Yeah, actually, at Surfaces last year, I interviewed Kennedy Frierson, and he was talking about the tufting equipment you'd bought that is able to give you a woven look with the tufting equipment. So, and what is the name of that machine?
We call it the Colortron. It's the same really equipment that we've used here to create Maslin Avenue, except we've taken that technology, applied it to piece dyed materials, and now we can offer patterns in a broad range of colors.
Well, Paul, I think this is the first time I've interviewed you, but you're no stranger to the soft surface business. You've been in it for a little while, haven't you?
I have been in it for a few years. I started in 1973, and so this is my starting my 37th year. And it's a business that once you get in it, the people are good people, and I've really enjoyed it and still enjoy it. Enjoy the challenge and enjoy the creativity that's involved.
And it's probably fun to play on the upper end where you can really make some gorgeous products, isn't it?
I think this is the place to be. I think you give people products not only that give them unique looks and create really new rooms that they're proud of, but you're giving them products that'll last, products that when they review their purchase 5-7 years down the line, they feel like they've made the right decision.
Okay, Paul, appreciate you talking to us today. Been talking to Paul Kaminsky, who is the president of Dixie Homes Residential Sales, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.
Thanks for that.
Sure.